Now, before we start Masechta Psochim, I'd like to give just a little hakdoma. That is, the Rambam starts off by halachis of chometz u'matzah. He goes through what are the mitzvahs asei that are involved in throughout Pesach, or the lois aseis. And he starts off, the first thing is we know is shloi lechol chometz b'yom ha'abosim mechatzos hayom ulamala. On Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisim, after chatzos, we're not allowed to eat chometz. Then ulahashpis asor b'yom ha'arbosa, that there's a mitzvah asei of to be mashpis to get rid of your chometz on Erev Pesach, and that will soon discuss how are we mekayim this mitzvah of tashbisu of destroying the chometz. Then shleilecho chometz kol shiva pshita, we're not allowed to eat chometz all 7 days of Pesach. Shleilecho tarubes chometz kol shiva, not even the tarubes, a mixture of chometz and other foods. Shelo yiroa chometz kol shiva, we're not allowed to see chometz in our rishus. And not only can't we eat it, but there's a law of lo yiroa, we can't see the chometz. Shelo yimotzei chometz kol shiva, another law is we should not find chometz in our rishus. Then there's a mitzvah sesei lecho matzah b'leil ha-pesach, there's a mitzvah sesei tita matzah, and then there's a mitzvah sesei of lesapeh b'tzias mitzrayim b'yosei halaylo. Now, the first Mishnah of Oral Abba is going to go talk about this Indian that we said there's a law not to have chometz in our rishus throughout Pesach. There's a law of lo yiroi and lo yimotze. You should not see and you should not find. And there was also a mitzvah saseh of lahashpis asar b'yom arbosa, that we are supposed to destroy the chometz on the 14th day, Erev Pesach. And really the Rambam says, starts off in Perek Sheni, how do we know this? The Rambam says, mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah lahashpis ha-chometz kodim zman yisurei, isur. There's a mitzvah saseh to get rid of our chometz before the zman when it's also teated. Shenema, the Pasuk says, b'yom harishon tashpisu somi v'teichim. And we learn out, tashbisu here means to get rid of it, and b'yom harishon means Erev Pesach. And then the Rambam explains, zmai hashbosa, how do we get rid of the chometz? That the Torah says, that is, sheyabatlo b'liboy. There's an inyan of bittel. We're mevato the chometz b'liboy, and if we make a bittel, then we're not over the lav of b'yiroi b'yimotzei, and with this we are mekayim the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu. So the Rambam learns that midiraisa, with bittel, you are mekayim the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu. Then the Rambam says in halacha gimel, or midivrei soifrim, he's midirabonon, there's an inyan, lach poish acher hachometz b'machbuyas u'bachurim livtoik u'loitzi mikol gavulei. But the Rabbanan, there's an Indian, like our Mishnah says, there's an Indian to make a bdikas chometz before Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to be boidik, to check out all the places in your house to get rid of the chometz. Here's the way the Rambam learns, and really we'll soon see the first Tosfos also holds like that, that really that our Mishnah says, there's an Indian to be boidik, to check out all the places where we have chometz, that's only mid the Rabbanan. And the reason Tosfos says is, why was Rabbanan Masakin that we have to be boidik, check out all the places to get rid of the chometz before Pesach? Because there's a gzera, maybe we'll come to eat it. In other words, even though midiraisa, it's enough just to be mevato b'liboy. We'll make up in our mind that we do not want to own it anymore. Or Tosfos Shita, we'll see later, bittel is mitam hefker. We like make it hefker, make it free, it does not belong to us anymore. Therefore, we're not over the lava by your own, by your motzei. So midiraisa with bittel alone is good. Why did the Rabbanin say we have to make a b'dika? So Tosfos says it's only midirabbanan because we should not come to eat the chometz. We're afraid if we'll be in our house, we will come to eat it. Pashenken Rashi Shita is not that way. I will soon see Rashi says in the Mishnah the reason why Boidikin, why does the Mishnah say we have to check and look for the chometz the night of Erev Pesach? Rashi says Shelo Yaver Olav Ba'yiroi Ba'yimotzei. Mashmitz midiraisa. Like today, we should not be over the lav of Ba'yiroi, of seeing or finding chometz in your rishus throughout Pesach. That's why we have to make the bedika. Now, Tosfos' question is that the bedika is only midirabbanan, because midiraisa with bit alone, it's enough. Now, the Ran is miyashiv Rashi Shita by saying that the Ran says that Rashi holds that this inyan of making the bedika is midiraisa. There is an inyan from the Torah also on before Pesach to be boidik, check out to take all the chometz out of your house. And it brings a raya from the Gemara and of Zion that says, "Bedika lor haner minolon, u'mochina lo mikro." How do we know that you're supposed to use a candle like to check the chometz? We dash in a pasuk. So you see, it's from a pasuk, it's midiraisa. So the Ran explains that the pasuk says tashpisu somi b'teichem, that there's a mitzvah sasei to get rid of the chometz. He says yochol iskayim biyechod mi beis devorim. We could be mekayim this mitzvah with one or two ways. Oy sheyavato b'liboy kol chometz sheyesh b'reshusoy v'yoytzienu b'machshavtem reshusoy v'sagi b'hochim midiraisa. That either you could be mavatlit b'liboy in your mind, you make up that you do not want to have it anymore. You are not machshev it at all. That's called bittul. So therefore, it's like out of your reshus, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Oy, then the Ran says, im loy bitlo b'liboy, if a person was not mavatl, did not take it out of his mind, klal, then sarach min atara sheyivdek achra b'chol mokim shu rogol imotzei shom, v'yivarenu min oylam, o v'bir zu hu shenechlo ko b'may yivarenu. And this is the machlekes, how do you make the beer? But midiraisa, if a person does not make bitl, midiraisa, you have to make a bedika to check out your house, to make sure you have no chomets. And by checking out your house, this is also a way of being a kind of mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. So therefore it's good Rashi, when Rashi says in the Mishnah, that why do we have to make a bedika, Rashi says, mashmitz midiraisa, but the Torah told us, go check out your house on Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to make sure there's no chometz, today, that when it comes Pesach, you will not have any chometz in Rishus, so that you will not be over the lava by Yeroi, by Yimotzei. Alright, Mitzvah Shem, all this we'll see more by Riches when we learn through the Gemaras. Alright, now we'll start the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah starts off. Or larba also, voidikin es hachometz, lor haner. His or, we'll see in the Gemara, means really the night of Larba Osa, the night coming into the 14th day, which is the night of Erev Pesach, is Boidikin Es HaChomis. Is a Chiyav, we'll see if it's Midraisa, Midrabonon, to make a Bedika, to check out your house, to for Es HaChomis, to look for all the Chomis in your house, and Lor HaNer, you're supposed to use a candle, you're supposed to use by light. That's what you have to do, Bishas, you're checking out the Chomis, you're supposed to use Lor HaNer. Now Rashi says, Or larba osor garsinim, v'goris or larba osor, which means the night coming into the 14th day. And don't make a mistake that it should mean the night of the 14th day, which will be Pesach itself. But it means the night of Erev Pesach. Is lor haner, Rashi says, the Gemara Meforish timer. The Gemara explains what the time is. Now the Meforishim says, what does Rashi want here? Pshita, you have to use a candle, like we're talking about at night time. How are things to check for chometz? If you don't use a candle and have light, and the Gemara's time, Mishnah's time didn't have electricity. The Mishnah can't say, put on the lights. The Mishnah has to say, use the candle, you have to have or. So what's Rashi's kasha, Gemara Meforish Taimim? I will see in the Gemara. Could be it's a diyak that Rashi holds, you badafka is supposed to use a candle. That's usually the minig, even though today we have our electric lights, and we have flashlights, there's an Indian also to use a candle. And that the Gemara's explain why, how we know you're supposed to use a candle. Is Boidikin, Rashi said, to check for the chomitz, why, famous Rashi, shlo yavar olav abal yiroi abal yimotzei. The reason why you're supposed to check for the chametz is today, that when it comes on Pesach, you should not be over the lav of Bayiro or Bayimotze. Like by Pesach, achutz from the lav, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, who adin is a special lav of Bayiro or Bayimotze, you're not allowed to see or not allowed to find chametz in your reshus on Pesach. So if you're not going to check your house out for all the Pesach, all the chametz before Pesach, we're afraid when it's going to come Pesach, you still have some chametz in your house. And you'll have chametz in your house, it'll be over this lava by your own, by your motzi. Therefore, the reason why you're supposed to check out your house to get all the chametz out of your house is kedei poshim midiraisam, not to be over by your own, by your motzi. This is what Rashi says. Tosafot asks the kasha in Rashi that the Gemara says later, whenever we make a bedika, it's sarach shiyavato, like we always do. Right after we make the bedika, we make a bittel. And lechura, by saying bittel, we mavato the chametz. And the Gemara says, midiraisa, the bittel b'yal masagi. That we make up in our mind, we don't want to have the chometz in our reshus, with that alone, we're not over the lava by your own, by your motzi. So really, all we have to do is, before Pesach, be mevatel the chometz. Say, I don't want to have any chometz in my reshus. Tosafot, we'll see later, learns, bitlis mitan hefker. It's like you're taking it out of your reshus, you don't own it. That's why you're not over the lava. So therefore, if that's what helps you, not to be over by your own, by your motzi, Tosafot asks, why do you have to make a bedika for? So Tosafot learns, it's only a takonim with the rabbonim. That Rabbanim were afraid, if you're only going to make a bittul, and your leaves say you don't want to have the chametz, we're afraid though, but you come tita to on Pesach. Since you can have chametz in your drawer, True. Vayirol vayimotzi, you're not going to be over. Why? Because you're mafker it. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So there's no aver of holding that chometz. But the Rabbonim were afraid maybe you'll come to eat it throughout Pesach. That's why with the Rabbonim you have a chiyuv to make a bedikah. So that's the way Tosfos learns Pshat now. Mishnah, Boitikin is a gzeirah mid Rabbonim, kedai you should not come to eat the chometz. So Rabbonim don't want you to have the chometz in your rishus. We're afraid we'll come, you'll find it and eat it. Therefore you have to make a bedikah. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi's mashma, Boitikin Rashi's again, shloyav rolo bayiro bayimotzei. The reason why the Mishnah says to make a bedikah is you should not be over the lav of bayiro bayimotzei. So the Ran really, if not, explains Rashi to say that really the pasuk says Ach b'yam harishon tashbisu some b'teichem. The Torah says that on the erev Pesach we dash, and it means that the mitzvah tashbisu destroy the chametz from your rishus. So the Ran says there are two ways to mekayim this mitzvah. You can mekayim the mitzvah true by being mevatlit. If you say bittul, you say make up in your mind you don't want this chametz in your rishus. That's the key of tashbisu. But there's another way midirais also. That's the Ran's Mechadish. He says that's Pshat Rashi. That's Bedika. If you check out your house and look for all the chametz to take it out of your house, so that's the key of the mitzvah tashbisu. That's what the Torah meant also. The Torah meant tashbisu, destroy your chametz, means before Pesach, check your house. Make sure you have no chametz. Now, even if you missed the chametz there, it was very hard to find it. You didn't find it. On chometz, on Pesach Yishno, you won't be over by Ro by Yimotzei. Because since you made the Bedikah, by making the Bedikah, you will mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you did Tashbisu, that's the kiyum of, you did something to try and destroy all the chometz in your house. So even if you miss something, you won't be over by Ro by Yimotzei Midiraiser anymore. Therefore, by Bedikah is also a kiyum of the mitzvah Tashbisu. And what is the purpose of Tashbisu, destroying the chometz? Kedei, you should not be over by Ro by Yimotzei. Therefore, the Rana wants to say Rashi learns Pshat now Mishnah Boidikin is like a Mekayim the Mitzvah Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're supposed to destroy your chometz before Pesach. There are two ways. If you want to, make Bittul. But if you want to, you don't want to make Bittul. You're afraid you won't do a good Bittul Belev. Maybe you won't do it so well. You won't really mean the Bittul. So Midiraisa, if you want to, make a Bedikah. Go check out your house, and any chometz you find, take it out of your Rishus. That's also a key of the mitzvah tashbisu, and that's why Rashi says here, boitikin means, shalayav rola bay ro bay motzei. Like if somebody wants to do this way of the mitzvah tashbisu, not to be over bay ro bay motzei, you have the right just to make the bedikah. The Gemara says later, you have to make a bittul also. That's a takana, the Ram says that that's a takana chachomin made later on. It could be bizman ha-mishnah that we didn't have that takana yet. Like Vizman Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, the din was only boidikin to make the bedikah. Make a bedikah, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisam. What about making a bittul? You don't have to. The Gemara says later, you're supposed to make a bittul. It could be that the chachomim later on in the next generation, they made a takana. That even after you make a bedikah, still they want you to make a bittul. Right, this we'll see later on in the Gemara. It's just a little akdama to it. We'll see all these Torahs in the Gemara itself. When the Gemara says why you have to have a bedikah and a bittul. I call upon the Ran says in Rashi that Boidikah in the Mishnah is a mitzvah diraisam. You could be your Mekayim, your mitzvah tashbisu, by checking out your house looking for all the chometz. And doing that is for the purpose, like Rashi says, today that you should not be over the lava by your own, by your motzim, if you have chometz in your rishus. So the Mishnah says you have to check. Where do you have to check? So the Mishnah, kol mokom, lorhanir, yalorhanir. Now, kol mokom, sheimach nisim by chometz, ein tzarech bedikah. Any place that you know 100% you never brought any chametz in there throughout the year, you do not have to check it. It's not a gzeiras hakasa, you have to check every room in your house. You only have to check rooms in your house that it's possible that chametz went in there. And if you have kids, come out to every single place in the house is shchiach that chametz went in there. But only if you know 100% you have a room locked up, you come out, never go there, only you go there at night time, you don't have chametz, you don't have to check it. It's kol mokem she'ein machnisim by chametz ein tzarech bedika. Of a Zefrek, the Mishnah Omru, they sure us for Matif, Savakasha. If that's the case, so why is there a din later that if you have a Matif, that means a wine cell, that you pack up the barrels of wine? We say there is a Chiyu Bedikah. You have to go in between your barrels and check out the first two rows. But Vame Omru, they sure us two rows of the barrels of wine for Matif, you do have to check out. As the Chura Takasha, why do you have to check for chametz there? The Chura, nobody brings chametz in between his wine, by his wine barrels. Like Rashi says, Shtei Shuras, Shalchovius, two rows of barrels, Hasduras Pramatev, that are packed up in the cell, Shal Yayin, Sarach Livdoik B'neim. So, Achrei Shomar, Nakol Mokim, Shei Machnisa, Bay Chometz, Sarach Livdoik,
since the Mishnah says in a place where you never bring in chametz, you don't have to check if the kasha. Why do you have to check out the barrels of wine in your wine cell? Lukuri, you never bring chametz in there. And that the Mishnah answers, no, you should know by your wine cell, when you take out the wine, sometimes in the middle of the meal, you realize you're short on wine, there's no more wine at the table. So you tell the shamash, go down to the wine cell and bring me some wine. Now the shamash is in the middle of eating his pizza. So he's taken with his piece of bread there, he's going to the wine cell to get the chametz, to get the wine. So it's shchiyah that there could be sometimes chametz went into the wine cell. That's why you have to check it out. The Teretz of the Mishnah says, it is a case that you bring in chametz there. Like Rashi says, on the forest, that din over there is only said, it's only talking about a wine cell that sometimes chametz is brought there. That's the wine cell that you bring out the wine there to your table. Sometimes the shamash in the middle of the meal has to go to fetch the wine and he has bread in his hand. When there's no more wine on the table, he goes to get more wine. So he's holding chametz in his hand and he's walking to the wine cell to get the yayin. So it's shayach that some of the crumbs or piece of bread went on the floor there. That's why you have to check it. Now, what part of the wine cell do you have to check? That is machlokes. You have to check like the two rows of our pnei kol hamativ. That's over the whole face of the wine cell. So Rashi says in Mar Meforash Mahi, the Mar explained what it means. Some Meforash learn, let's say like you have 10 rows, high 10 barrels. You have 100 barrels. So our pnei kol would mean the first whole row and then the whole top row. That's like our pnei kol. Everything you could see, like an L shape, all the top outer barrels you have to check. All the barrels going straight up. Like if there's the rows of 10 by 10, that's 1,000 barrels there, so you have to check the first 100 going straight up and the top 100 going straight across. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Beis Shuras al pnei kol hamativ, the two outer rows that's at the face of the whole cell. Will they still learn him? No. Shtei Shuras hachitzonios, just the two outermost rows. Shein hel yonis, just the top two outer rows. Like I'm saying, the first row going straight up, just those top two rows. You have 10 barrels going across, and underneath that 10 barrels are going across and straight down, just the top 20 barrels you have to check. There's the first two rows, when you first come into the cell, you have a whole pile of barrels, the top row straight across, and the row right underneath it. Those are the only two rows you have to check, like that's the only place that it's possible chametz got here. But more than that, you don't have to check. Right. Rashi says, "Shtei shuras hachitzonis nefarsh b'gemara." The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is and exactly what it means. This we'll see more in the Gemara. Zoti Gemara my or. What does the word or mean? And chur what shver usually or means light, usually means day, and we know that the lachur is or here means laila, means nighttime. So what does the word or mean? My or. Rav Huna ro menagi. Rav Huna taka enach nami. Or taka means daytime. It means light. Rav Yehuda ro malaili. Rav Yehuda also know the taich of or means night. Because whatever else, the word, what is the noun? If or is a noun, like the word or, what does the word or mean? Forget about our Mishnah. Just what's the noun of or? Rav Huna holds the noun of or is a nagi. It means daytime. We have Yehuda Rama not lately. The word or means nighttime. So the Gemara Kasalka dies. The half meaning is the man the yama nagi, the one that says it means daytime, nagi mamish. And mamish means daytime. The word or means daytime. O man the yama lately, the one that says no, the taich of the word or means night, leili mamish. Mamish means night. Like Rashi says, "Ochi gafinim." Kosalka daiter man di yama nagi nagi mamish. Kishuyor hashacha shachre shol yidalit. So then the pshat now mishnah would be or alar bosta, which means mamish in the morning. As soon as the sunrise comes, as the sun rises in the morning, that's when you start making the bedika. That's the havimina. And man di yama leili is leili mamish. Loi gafinim laos Rashi davari leilu mamish. That's pshit that means nighttime. He says nighttime is zichim, means nighttime. So only question what the word or means. If it means daytime. So the Havimina is the one that says Nagi means light and means Mamish at the beginning of the daytime. So that's the Machlokes, what does the word or mean? So the Mara Meis, we have a Kasha now. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Ha'boika or, it's in the morning, it was or, for Yehu Anoshim Shulchu. And the Anoshim, the Acha Yosef, that's when they left, they went to go back home. Is the Hura Alma or Yamamhu? Of course, the Klor Raya, that or here is like Boiker, which means in the morning. You see, Claude, the word or as the noun of or means boiker, means in the morning. Rashi haboiker or kasaka that zachikomer ula boiker the hainu or is la boiker, which means or klamer sheshmoy or the shame of or is boiker is hanoshim shulchu. That's when the brothers Achi Yosef left. So you see, or means boiker. So here it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda that says or means laila, and the Gemara no miksev ha or boiker. Does the pasuk says ha or boiker mean that or is boiker or is day? Ha boiker or ksev. It just says that the morning was light. Command the yom at safra nor, as if to say it's a bright day outside. Safra in the morning, nor it's light outside. Doesn't mean to say like the noun of or means boiker. It's not a Russian of a noun here. Just means the boiker in the morning was light. Rashi, meek sivha or boiker, the lishtama ula or the hainu boiker, the tim salima, to or shame dabaru, to say that the noun of or, the korela boiker or, to say that boiker means or, is that pshan the posik? No. Ha boiker or ksiv, hai or, lab shame dabaru. The word or in this posik doesn't mean a noun of or. Ella means to describe the biker. Ella ha biker heyer. It just means the morning. In the morning, it became light already. V'anoshim shulchu, and that's when the brothers left. And command yom, like a person says, safanor. It's in the morning. It's light outside. No, so what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is teaching us derech eretz, good manners. Me'acha yosef shemtinu acheir hamizruch, that they did not start the traveling until it became light outside. The Chiddush is Rabbi Yehuda, like we'll soon see. Like Rabbi Yehuda's din. Avol or, shushain dover, einu el alayla. But it could be, if you want to know what does the word or mean, as a noun of or, maybe it means alayla. But here the Pasuk is just saying, in the morning it was light. So what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk then to say in the morning it was light? So the Gemara could Rabbi Yehuda. It's telling us the Chiddush like Rabbi Yehuda. That Omer Rav. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, li'olam yikones adam b'chitoy. If a person is traveling, he should always come in when it's b'chitoy, when it's still light outside. The yotze b'chitoy, when he leaves in the morning back on his journey, he should also leave in the morning when it's light. In other words, at night time he should not be traveling. So Drashi, b'chitoy, ha'yotze l'derech, if somebody's traveling, yikones arvis l'beis malon. At night time it starts to get dark, really he should come into the beis malon, into this hotel. B'yoyed ha'chamas rachas, when the sun is still shining. Olamacha, the next morning, yamtem adanei tachama. Wait until the sun rise. V'yotza. V'yoz toivloi, then it'll be good. Sha'or toivloi, because the light is good. Shenyama b'yor ki toiv, the pasuk says b'yor ki toiv is good. Omahi tovosa, what's good about the light? V'vnei ha'chayis v'vnei ha'listim. It protects you from wild animals and from listim. That's what the or does. So Tosfos has a shaila exactly what does or mean. Is it a shaila if it's only in you, if it's only if you're traveling in a different city, or even in your own city also? The nafka mina is l'chulag Rashi's time to be afraid of listim or chayis. That's only if you don't know your city. But you stay in your own city that you know the ways there, so you know what's a safe way, what's not a safe way. So then there wouldn't be any issa traveling at night time. There'd only be an issa traveling at night time in a different place, a different city. So you don't know where the chayis are there, you don't know where the listim are there, you don't know where to watch. Hey, today even our own city we don't know where to watch. Okay, today even in the own neighborhood there's so many listim room. But the Kovan, they learned that in the Gemara's times, at least in your city, you knew where to go. So Rashi's time, the Miri also says, will only apply in another city. But in your city, it won't apply. Tosfos says not like that, that even in your city, it also applies for a different reason. But third times, we're afraid Mishum Azikim. Like Tosfos says, Yikonis Bechitoib, Omri the Perak HaKrenis Mashmin, the time having Mishum Azikim. The Mafik Lehostim, and Leteis the Yishra Pesach Beisoin. That we're afraid at night time, there are Mazikim there. But Tosfos says, Lufi Zeh, Afilu Meiroi, Odom Sorof Lizosh, Yetzi Bechitoib. If that's the pshat, you're afraid of mazikim, you can't watch out for them. So even in your own city also, you should not travel at night time, because you have to be afraid of the mazikim. But if the time is not mishum mazikim, just you don't know the derech, you're afraid of the mazikim, and that will be only a svar in somebody else's city, but not in your city. Now, Zayis it's mashma, because here by the Acha Yosef, they were traveling someplace else. They were coming out of a shrine. It's not where they were living. All right, so that's the pshat this pasuk, that you should leave when it's daytime. Right, the mates, we have another kasha. Pasuk in Shmuel says, Ukor boiker yizrach shomish. Ukor boiker, like the light of the daytime, that's the way the shemish will shine. Is alma or yamamu. It's klor mashm or here means boiker, it means daytime. So klor lachur, it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara again, miksiv or boiker, because the pasuk says that or is boiker, the taich of or is day. Ukor boiker ksiv. Like the light of the day, it says. This is what the pasuk means to say. Uchara boike v'olam azeh, like the light in the morning of v'olam azeh, kein zricha shemesh letzadikim v'olam abo. That's the way the shemesh, when it will come out to tchias ameisim, or to v'olam abo, well, for the tzadikim, it's going to be such a strong sun, that the sun is going to be so strong, that at that time, the way the sun comes out by Neitzach Chama, it's going to be so light then, like it's mamish light now, in the middle of the daytime. By us right now, by Zricha Tachama, it's not dark, just a little bit light. By Leila Mabon, for the Shemesh by the Tzadikim, it's going to be so strong, that even in the early morning, it's going to be so light, like we have our light now. So, Pshita, the longer the day gets, the longer it will be. Like Tosfos says here, Ochor Boiker Volam Azeh, Pirush Ben Atam, Dainu Ad Chatzi Ayoim, Kedmuch Aperatam Nishka, Ye Boiker, Kein Zeh, Yiyu Tchila Azrichas HaShemesh, Dainu Aneitza Chama, Le Tzadikim Lossed Lovoi. His Lossed Lovoi for the Tzadikim, the light will be, when the sun comes out in the morning, but Aneitza Chama, it's going to be so light, because the sun is going to be so strong, like we have the light right now, in the middle of the day. That's how strong the sun will be then. That's all the Pasuk is saying. That the light will be so strong, but not to say like or means boiker. Next, we have another kasha. The pasuk says, "Vayikra Elokim laor yoin." Kadosh Baruch Hu called or yoin. Is lechura alma or yamamhu? So you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu called to the word or. What does or mean? It means daytime. So you see, or means yoin. So now Mishnah also or should mean yoin. So the more hachikomer, no, that's not pshat the pasuk. Hachikomer lemeyiru bo kari yoin. As soon as it starts to get light on this world, that's called yoin. Not that the word of or as a noun means yoin, just again, the adjective of or, when it will start to become light, that's going to be yoin. But not that the word or itself means yoin. Trashing lumeir ubo kar yoin. Mishor shemascho lahoyer. When it starts to get light on this world, vai or again, lav shem dovrhu. The word or in the pasuk doesn't mean a noun, it just means to describe that when it will become light, that's called yoin. For the Murray Elamayatib, that's true. The pasuk says tonight, to darkness, it's called Laila. If you want to tell me, lamachshech ubo, kori Laila, that according to this pshat, not that choshech is a noun, but just means to say when it starts to get dark. In other words, when the sun goes down, when it starts to get dark, that's called Laila. For the Gemara, that's not true. That's like after Shkia is not Laila. V'akaymalon, we hold, ti'ad tzeisek echovim, yamamahu. Up until tzeisek echovim, it's called daytime. It's not called night. So how could you say la'choshech kor Laila means that as soon as it starts to get dark, when the sun starts to go down, it's called Laila? We know not like that. We know that ad tzeisek echovim, it's called daytime. So Tosfos explains, Obizoy, we know there's a klal of Bein Hashmoshes. Like we know after Shkia, until Tosfos Chovim, there's a Bein Hashmoshes, that's a Sophic, maybe it's Laila. So here the Gemara says clearly, not like that, here the Gemara says clearly, that up until Tosfos Chovim, it's called daytime. So how do we ever have a Sophic of Bein Hashmoshes? So Tosfos says, the pshat for now, a Sophic is, we do not know exactly when the Chovim come out. Like some Chovim come out early. So after the Shkia Bein HaShemoshes, the Pshat is a Sofik to us, maybe that is already considered Tzeisek HaChovim. That's a Sofik, maybe it's Laila. Whereas the Sofik of Bein HaShemoshes is, we don't know when Tzeisek HaChovim starts. But Ein HaChanami, as soon as Tzeisek HaChovim comes out, that's when it's called Laila. But a minute before that, it's still called Yoin. Even though it starts to get dark, the sun starts to go down before that. So you can't say, well, HaChoshech Kor Laila means that when it starts to get a little bit dark, that's called Laila. It's not true. It's called Yoim up until Tzeisek HaChovim. So the Mori Elohochi Komer. This is what the Pasuk means to say. Kaya Rachmon Lenehura. The Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to the light. His or here doesn't mean like stamp of the noun of or. It means to the light. Upokteya mitzvah of Yimamah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told the light, your mitzvah, your tzivah, where are you going to go? Where's your commandment? Is to be in daytime. That's where the light, that's where the Shemesh is going to be. The Kaya Rachmon Lechashuchim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu called to the darkness. He was speaking to the darkness, and he put him in his place, and his mitzvah, his manner to work, will be by nighttime. That's what the pasuk means. But again, it's not talking about the noun of or, it just means the description of the or, light. When it gets light on the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when are you going to be? You're going to be by daytime. The darkness, when are you going to be? You're going to be by nighttime. But not to say that or is a shame of yoin. Rashi says, Kaya Rachmon Lenehura. Hai vayikra lav kriya shemu. It's not to call the name of or day. The tamer shakara shem or yoin. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the noun of Or. Or means Yoin. Elakorya lebriya meira shebara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to his Briya, to the Shemesh that he created. Mehoid ma'atalabusha. So told the sun, you work by daytime. The same thing nighttime, you work at Laila. For the more Meisv, another kasha. The pasuk says, Haluya kol koich ve'or. Is kol koich ve'or. Is chur means the or is going on the kachavim, the sun that comes out of the stars. And the stars is by night. Is the chur alma or urtahu. You see, or goes on the nighttime. And the Gemara name, Hachi Kormen, this is what the pasuk means. Haluya kol koich ve'hameirim. It means that all the stars that shine, that give off light, they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shred Gemara, Elo Mayatev, that's Pshat. Koychovim Amirim, who do boy Shvuchay? Avishenim Irim, le boy Shvuchay. Only the stars that give off light, they have to praise Hashem. But the stars that don't give off light, don't have to praise Hashem. How could that be? Well, see, the next pasuk says, Haluku Kol Tzavav. That all the Tzavav, anything Hashem created, has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashem, all the stars have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the ones that give off light. Ella, Hokamashman, this is what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk says, Alu, Kol Koich Ve'or, what does Koich Ve'or mean? Hokamashmalon, the Or de Kechovim Nami Orhu. Is it just telling us that the light that comes off from the stars is also considered Or. That's also considered light. Lamai Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina here? Lenoidim in Or. It's Nafkamina to Hilkos Nedorim. If somebody makes a Nedor, I'm not going to have a Noah from light. Is he also from having a Noah from the light that comes out of the stars? Yes, he's also. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Halu kol koich ve'or, that you should know the light that comes out of the stars is also considered light. And if somebody makes a neder, we say he means to say or includes the shine of the stars. This anam, like we learned, ha'naydim in or. Somebody makes a stam neder, I'm not going to have anor from or. Is also bo'oirin shokachovin. The locher is he's also to have anor from the shine of the stars. So that's all the pasuk means. Kol koich ve'or just means the shining that comes out of the stars is also considered or. But not that the taish of or means laila. Next, we have another kashman, the pasuk in Iyuv. Le'or yokum reseach. At night time, reseach gets up and yiktol oni ve'avyun. He'll kill the forget or. For the light, he gets up, reseach, or somebody wants to kill him, and yiktol oni ve'avyun. He'll kill poor people. Or va'laila, but at night time, yikaganim. At night time he doesn't have to kill, then he could steal. But in the daytime though, he can't rob because you catch him. So in the daytime he has to come with his gun and kill you. That's what Eve said.